Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And just when you thought that 2020 could not get any weirder, the NHL offseason and the free agency frenzy is picking up in early October on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. As a result, we have a lot to talk about here at the Locked On Stars podcast. We want to welcome you in to this late Thursday night episode. Most of you will probably be listening to this on Friday morning. But regardless, welcome in. Happy to have you. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined as always by my co-host, Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, we're approaching one of the busiest days of the NHL calendar year in terms of transactions, in terms of trades, in terms of free agent signings, players moving around, future draft picks moving around, other assets moving around. And at the same time, there's a lot of weird factors going into this one, Kenneth. One, it's October. Two, the Dallas Stars just finished up their Stanley Cup playoff run to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final 11 days ago. And three, we just got done talking to Jim Nill about end-of-season housekeeping items that we needed information and updates on Thursday. We got a lot to talk about regarding that. But at the moment, Kenneth, it's such a weird day still. But at 2020, it's par for the course at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's the fact that everything's gone so quickly has been kind of strange. It feels like the draft... I know the draft was actually incredibly slow, but the fact that it's already gone, it was incredibly slow paying attention. But the fact that it's already passed and now we're already gearing up for free agency starting in basically 12 hours, Josh. Yeah. It's going to be it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a busy weekend, I think. I'm interested to see how the Stars approach it. I know that they've in the past they've been one of the more aggressive teams early in free agency. But based off some comments that we'll get to probably later, it seems like they may be sitting back and kind of taking their time and see what happens. And, you know, I have some thoughts on that. We'll dive into that a little bit later. But it's going to be interesting because...
You have thoughts.
I have thoughts. I'm excited Good thing, for because that. We need to talk about things.
I'm excited for those thoughts. But yes, it is... If you've come to know Jim Nill for anything in his 7 years with the Dallas Stars franchise, it is big off seasons, making big moves, making a splash, swinging for the fences on a blockbuster trade or a big free agent signing. But this year, looking as though that may not be the case for the Dallas Stars team. And part of that is that they are not necessarily in the best position to do so, but not a lot of teams are, especially in a flat cap world now and a pandemic world at that, to add on. But also that the Stars are pretty confident with where they are, Kenneth. As Jim Nill likes to say, he likes where his team is at. He said that a number of times today on the Zoom call, Kenneth, on Thursday morning. But when you're Western Conference champions, you can say that. You can say that, and really it's hard to judge you when you're saying you like where your Western Conference champion team is at. But we'll get to all of that here over the next couple minutes in this 142nd episode of the Locked On Stars podcast. Once again, happy to have you in. Hope you're all doing well and hope you're all staying safe. Kenneth, without further ado, we got to dive into what ended up being about a 38-minute Zoom call with Jim Nill on Thursday morning. A handful of media members were on, getting to ask questions to Nill, pose questions to him, primarily about the end of the postseason, the end of the playoff run, because we had talked to Nill once or twice on Tuesday and Wednesday, during the draft, but those were solely about draft topics, and Nill had saved this end of season media availability, pushed it back intentionally to try and give players a chance to decompress, get more updates and better updates, I guess, more timely updates on injury statuses of players, and three, get closer to free agency so he had a chance to plan and get ready for free agency, have some more answers regarding the statuses of free agents on the team, regarding the statuses of how active the Stars may be in this year's free agency frenzy. But it all started today, Kenneth, with the main topic that many people have been wondering about for since Monday when the Stars were eliminated, 11 days ago Monday being. But the topic came up without even being asked. Jim Nill said, after, you know, welcoming everyone in and thanking them for their patience, he said, I'm going to go ahead and read off the list of injuries before we get into asking questions about them and asking questions about the offseason. And he listed off the injuries, the injury report that we've been waiting for throughout the playoffs. Every player that was injured on the Stars was listed as unfit to play. Today, we finally got some light shed on just what each player was dealing with, what kind of ailment or injury. And Kenneth, the list was nothing short of staggering and shocking.
Yeah, it's we had a hunch that there were quite a few players that were dealing with injuries, even those that were on the ice. But obviously, we know the guys that also missed out on the latter stages of the postseason, and especially that Stanley Cup final. So we got a little bit of confirmation on that front that the guys we thought that were hurt or playing injured or whatever it may be, were in fact fairly beat up. And every team in the postseason gets beat up. I'm sure the Lightning's list is fairly long as well.
And you'll mention that.
But as far as the Stars go, it wasn't just guys were beat up. They had a significant amount of players, especially key players with injuries that even if they were able to get on the ice like some of them were, Tyler Seguin comes to mind right off the bat, they are completely would have a massive impact on their ability to play, regardless of whatever they can do to kind of numb the pain or play through
get
it.
By.
It's still going to have a massive impact. Yeah. So the list was pretty long. It shines a light on what the postseason is for these guys. Cause a lot of these guys, these are injuries that for some of these guys, they picked up before the pause and they were still trying to deal with. And then some of them picked up injuries in that Vegas series. And the bodies just, they start to break down after a while. And unfortunately it feels like Dallas caught the wrong end of the injury bug, in the latter stages of the playoffs. And even though, the Lightning are going to have injured players, Steven Stamkos obviously comes to mind. It feels like Dallas may have gotten the short end of the stick on that one.
Yeah, and Rick Bowness, even following Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final when the Stars finally lost the series 4-2 against the Lightning, he said, anyone who's won the Cup, if you ask them what it takes to win, they say you have to be lucky and you have to be healthy. And of course, as the Stanley Cup Final went on, the Stars were, it seemed like game after game, Kit, they were losing role player after significant role player. And that really hurt them in the long run. But just going through this list, Kenneth, there were actually 13 players in total that Jim Neal listed out as having some sort of injury or ailment that needed tending to. But he also reiterated that just about every player was banged up in some way. Just these were the more significant injuries. And listing 13 different players, Kenneth, starting with Jamie Benn, saying that Jamie Benn had a shoulder injury that he had suffered during the regular season. Obviously, during the pause in the pandemic, had some time to heal, but it was still nagging him throughout the playoffs. But he played through it, ended up playing all 27 games. Tyler Seguin was having some knee issues towards the end of the regular season. Those trickled into training camp, lingered into training camp with him. And then throughout the postseason run, he actually tore a labrum in his hip that's going to require offseason surgery. Timetable for recovery is 4 months. He should be getting the surgery in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Neal said he's currently talking to doctors, figuring out what the best plan is. But if the NHL target start date of January 1st goes through, Kenneth, that means you're missing your number one center for at least the first 2 months of the regular season. So obviously a big blow to the Stars. But for Tyler Seguin to only miss one game out of the 27 total games in the playoffs and round robin, and the missed game was back in the round robin, that's just a testament to just how badly he wanted the Stanley Cup, and that is hockey players in general, Kenneth, fighting through all of these different pains, all of these different ailments, and certainly massive props to Tyler Seguin for fighting through that and all the other names that we're getting to here. Radek Foxa broke his wrist in Game 3 against the Vegas Golden Knights. We saw him obviously shake the glove off of his hand, holding his wrist, getting off the ice, and he did not play for the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Roope Hintz had a fractured ankle that was fractured during the series against Vegas, and he played through that up until Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final when he ran into the boards after being tripped by Tyler Johnson. That caused a hip issue, and Jim Neal said that there was hope that he may be able to play if there were a Game 7 forced, but primarily it was still going to be very questionable on his status. He was fighting through a whole lot of pains with ankle and hip injuries. And then Blake Como separated his shoulder in Game 2 of the series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Jason Dickinson was fighting foot and ankle injuries. Kenneth, Jim Neal even said they didn't even know if he was going to play Game 5 and 6 against the Lightning. they were, as Jim Neal said, shooting up his foot and shooting up his ankle, injecting it, trying to numb the pain, get the swelling down, because he couldn't even get his skates on, is what Jim Neal was saying. So that's just the forwards, Kenneth, that we've gotten through, and we've got to get to the defensemen and both goaltenders. We'll talk more about that and the injury statuses of multiple Dallas Stars right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we step away, you know how everything has been during this pandemic, how stressful it's been, how busy you've been. You've got never-ending laundry cycles, incoming emails, plenty to do on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about. Let DoorDash take care of your next meal. You've counted on restaurants. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, such as Wendy's, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory. Those are some of the national chains. Local restaurants are going to be open as well. Open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and your food will be left at your door. DoorDash deliveries are now contactless and help keep communities we operate in safe. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their next order of $15 or more when they download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. NHL. Don't forget, that's code locked on NHL for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, bringing you this Thursday evening. We're almost burning the midnight oil here, Kenneth, at the Locked On Stars podcast. But also, before we get into the rest of the injuries, Kenneth, we have to remind everyone that this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com. Kenneth, getting back to Jim Neal's end-of-season media availability from Thursday morning, just a shade under 40 minutes in total, started the Zoom call off, spending about 6 minutes, Kenneth, 6 minutes in total, listing off the injuries that were suffered by multiple Dallas Stars players throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs and in the Stanley Cup final as well. And the list just goes on and on, Kenneth. As I said, 13 players in total fighting through some sort of ailment that was suffered, whether it was back in the regular season, in training camp, or even in the round robin and into the Stanley Cup playoffs. We listed the six forwards that Jim Neal gave us. Moving on to the defenseman, Kenneth, Esa Lindell actually had a hand injury that he suffered early on in the postseason. Ended up taking a bit of a toll, but he was able to play through it. Jim Neal said that it will heal in time for the start of next year, but also he played through it for the entire playoffs, ended up playing all 27 games for the Stars as well. You go to John Klingberg, he suffered a shoulder injury back in the round robin, missed one round robin game, the one against the Colorado Avalanche, but ended up battling through the shoulder injury, playing the other 26 games in the postseason. Miro Heiskanen injured his hip against the Vegas Golden Knights, but was able to keep playing through it. Obviously, he was one of the handful of guys that played all 27 games as well. Then you get over to Taylor Fadun. Taylor Fadun had a knee injury early on in the playoffs, but would have been ready to suit up if the team needed him. If you remember back, he had been unfit to play for a couple of games, but then Rick Bonus had said he had recovered, but by then Joel Hanley had made his imprint on this Dallas Stars blue line and ended up securing that starting role for the remainder of the playoffs. And then you get down to the goaltenders, Kenneth. Ben Bishop had knee surgery back in late May, had a little bit of a knee injury is what Jim Neal said, and unfortunately could not get the knee scoped in the early stages of the pause in the pandemic because hospitals were closed, but they couldn't get into a hospital at that point because obviously the pandemic was taking over. But at this point, had a surgery in late May on his knee, came back to training camp, was still dealing with it. It was still on and off, as Jim Neal was saying, and eventually it just didn't heal in time for the restart. He got back into a couple games. You remember he played three total games for the Stars, and Jim Neal said he did not feel comfortable at all. So after game five against Colorado Avalanche, he just shut him down. And then Anton Khudobin actually had surgery, Kenneth, on Wednesday. It was actually surgery on his arm. He had experienced a numbness in his arm, or in his hands, rather. Specifically, Jim Neal said his stick holding hand, And Neil described it more as a nerve issue that wouldn't have any long-term ramifications. Said that he should be good to go in 4 to 5 weeks. Also said that his surgery was a successful one as well. And Kenneth, phew, I need a breather here. at that point, he said, you know, surgery was successful. It was just a numbness. The doctor went in and moved the nerves around and everything should be fine. But that's now the 13 injured players, Kenneth, on this Dallas Stars roster from the 2020 Stanley Cup playoff run. It's nothing short of mind-boggling to think about the number of these guys that played through these injuries and still found ways to be impact players night in and night out. You gain all the more admiration for these players and just what they put themselves through, especially in a condensed Stanley Cup playoff schedule, to help the Stars try and reach that ultimate goal.
Yeah, it was impressive, and then you get a lot of. I mean, we already had a lot of respect for these players, obviously, and for the most part, most people were pretty aware that at least something was going on, right?
Yeah.
Even if we don't, you know, with a lot of these players, even if we didn't know exactly the ailments, we knew a lot of these guys were dealing with something. But it is impressive, especially when you consider some of the ones that required surgery or playing with fractures or something like that. It is impressive, and it does make you wonder if one or two different guys were fully healthy, how different could things have looked. But nonetheless, it's impressive that they got to the point that they did. Having to rely on a group of pretty beat up players.
Yeah, absolutely. And also relying on those Black Aces. We'll talk about them in just a few minutes. Jim Neal had some thoughts on them. But before we get into free agency and constructing the 2020-2021 Dallas Stars roster, we have to talk about the man that's going to be behind the bench. And if you haven't already guessed, you can go ahead and guess now. I'll give you three guesses and the first two don't count. Yes, Jim Neal says that reported on Thursday morning that Rick Bowness will return as head coach of the Stars moving into the 2020-2021 season. He said, "My plan is that Rick Bowness will be our coach moving forward. I still need to sit down with him and work on everything else, but the plan is that he will be our coach moving forward." Neal said it is not necessarily official yet because they haven't sat down and discussed specifics, but he said that he expects Bowness to take the job in a full-time role. He said, "I'm going to meet with him next week. The plan is that I think he wants to come back, and we want him back. He's earned that. As I mentioned earlier, when we were in the bubble, you watched how our team played. They played hard, and as hard as any team in the playoffs did. They were organized, and you could tell they were playing for the coach, and the coach loves to coach him. I'm very comfortable with Rick Bowness being our coach, and I think Rick Bowness, these are his players now. That's the type of relationship he has, and as far as I know, he wants to come back, so we'll move forward with that." So, Kenneth, Rick Bowness is back, and I think you and I have discussed it a little bit here on the podcast the last week or two, but I think it's the right move for this Dallas Stars team right now. It's going to try and build on a successful 2019-2020 campaign.
Yeah, Rick Bowness, we've talked about it, you know, numerous times. Rick Bowness earned the opportunity for sure to come back and become the permanent head coach, get that interim tag removed. And then it also makes sense from a couple other standpoints. We talked to Sean Shapiro, and he brought up an aspect that I know a lot of us may not have considered. I know I hadn't really considered it, but Rick Bowness is probably a cheaper option than going out and finding maybe another different established head coach, you know, some of the bigger names out there. In the current climate, that's got to be a little bit of a factor. Obviously, it doesn't play into the cap, but there's still money, right? We sometimes don't think about the cost of coaching staff and everything like that.
In a pandemic world,
It doesn't tie into the cap. It's only amplified. It's amplified, and it's a factor. And then the other reason is we have an idea of when the season may start at the turn of the new year. But even then, you know, we're not 100% sure what it's all going to look like, what training camp's going to look like. And so bringing somebody back that the players are familiar with, plays a system the players are familiar with, that relationship is already there and you know it's a positive one, makes sense. It would be tough to kind of go out, find a new coach, get them in. The players are all gone because they've been in the bubble for all this time. So they're all in various different, you know, parts of the world, really. And so then you got to try to communicate with them, build those relationships, get the system kind of cleaned up and distributed and taught and learned. And it would just be a lot to ask in a weird scenario. So it makes sense from a lot of different angles. We all knew this was pretty much coming. If you go and kind of look at some of the decisions that have been being made, Over the past, you know, couple of weeks, it felt like it was being made with Rick Bowness's kind of mindset, Rick Bowness's input, for sure. So it's a move that's the right one, and it's a move that makes sense from a few different angles.
Yeah, and one of those other angles being obviously that he has the team already bought in, Kenneth. He has the support of the players. Players have nothing but great things to say about Rick Bowness. They want to play for him. They want to play hard for him. And they want to give their best for him. And that's what you want from your head coach. And as it seems right now, they've got a good structure. They've got something good going. And it's just time to let it keep rolling in the right, hopefully, in the right direction. In addition, Jim Neal also said that all of Rick Bowness's assistants are under contract for next season. He expects all of them to be back. So Derek Laxdal, Todd Nelson, John Stevens, Jeff Reese, Kelly Forbes should all be back in the Stars system as they try and build on a successful Western Conference champion season and campaign and get one step further, Canada, and go after that Stanley Cup in the 2020-21 season. Plenty more to talk about regarding the opening of free agency. Jim Neal's thoughts on that, the UFAs in the Dallas Stars system, the RFAs, and just what Jim Neal's approach to this year's free agency might look like. Plenty more on that right around the corner when Lockdown Stars podcast continues in a moment. Stick with us.
We've talked to you plenty of times about Built Bar, and we talked to you about how now Built Bar is back and better than ever. They've got 18 amazing flavors, 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Those 6 flavors are on top of 12 original flavors, including our favorite here at the Locked On Stars podcast, the banana bread bar. All these bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for somebody who's looking to maintain weight or maybe lose a little weight, but they want to indulge in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Let's look at the coconut almond bar. 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. That's for a bar covered in 100% chocolate. And right now, our listeners can go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off their next order. That's right. Promo code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And there are an ever increasing number of vehicle makes and models. We've talked about it plenty of times on here, and when you got to go through all those vehicle makes and models and know all the specs for your vehicle, the easiest way to find the parts you need is at rockauto.com. They're a family-owned business that served auto parts customers online for 20 years. You can go to rockauto.com, shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. You get everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. They're the same whether you're a professional or a do-it-yourselfer. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And while you're there, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
And we welcome you back to the Locked On Stars podcast. As we're wrapping up this Thursday evening episode, I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by my co-host, Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, free agency's right around the corner. It's like, we just went through a two-month ringer with the Stanley Cup playoffs and Stanley Cup final, and now don't even really get it. You get a chance to, like, poke your head above water, take another breath, and then you're diving right back in to all the storylines, all the off-season hype that's surrounding the NHL right now. A lot of big names heading to the market on Friday morning. Kenneth, Taylor Hall, Alex Pietrangelo, Corey Crawford, Braden Holtby, just to name a couple right off the top. But there's so many more, Kenneth. And at the same time, this seems like one of those off-seasons where Jim Neal would be chomping at the bit to make some big offers, Kenneth, to go after some big names. I mean, you just... thinking right off the top of my head over the past 7 years, Joe Pavelski comes to mind. Patrick Sharp comes to mind. Tyler Seguin comes to mind. I know Stars fans will disagree with me at this point, but at the time, Antti Niemi comes to mind. Alexander Radulov, Ben Bishop, the list kind of goes on and on here. And we know Jim Neal to be a big time. He swings for the fences every offseason, Kenneth, because he wants to get the most out of every summer. But at this point, going into this offseason, he said on Thursday morning that he may end up just sitting back and kind of seeing where everything goes with this particular offseason, Kenneth. He said, I'm very happy with where we're at. I like the core of our team, and I like the young players that are knocking on the door. I'm approaching this free agency. He said, you mentioned the goalie, and we'll keep an eye on that. You and I will get to that in just a minute. But he said, but other than that, I'm just going to kind of sit back and see where everything is. If there's something that makes sense, we'll look at it. If there's a trade that makes sense, we'll look at it. But I'm very happy with our team and where it's at. I think that this organization is in a great position right now with the mix of the team. Kenneth, it's hard to not agree with him after the Stars just won the Western Conference, literally just a handful of days ago. But at the same time, in this flat cap world, it would be tough for the Stars to try and fit another big free agent name into this, or even a moderate free agent name in under this cap after signing or after taking care of their in-house problems. Not problems, but yeah, in-house negotiations. Needs. There we go.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think there's ever an offseason that Jim Neal would love to have some cap space to play with. It's this one, because you look at the list of names out there, like you said, Taylor Hall, Alex Pietrangelo, who else? Torrey Krug, right? Stop me if I'm saying something incorrectly. You know, those are three of some of the top skaters in the league, not just on the market. Those are guys that are fantastic in the league. And then you look at the goalie market, which is just absolutely stocked with UFAs, top end UFAs. And so he would love to have some money, but the Stars are in a situation where they don't have a ton right now. I think it is interesting, and it's probably a positive. We did hear from Jim Neal today that he has permission from ownership to spend up to the salary cap, which is good to hear, because it was always a question. This is a different world we're in, where it wasn't a foregone conclusion that teams are just going to spend until they're not allowed to spend anymore. Yeah. And so for the Stars, who had a lot of kind of in-house guys, they've got to pay. If there was an internal salary cap set, you know, they're going to run out of money even faster than they are now currently, which is still pretty fast. So they're not going to have a ton of money. And that's why I think Neil's going to kind of sit back. I think the Stars have benefited, because I think the one need that they would look to address from the outside, maybe two, but I think the one big one, is that second goalie, the second NHL goalie. And while they would love to bring Anton Khudobin back, he's going to be near the top of that UFA market, especially with the postseason run he put together. However, Jim Neal can afford to sit back, because there are so many quality goalies out there. No, not all of them Anton Khudobin level, but there's plenty out there that you would go, okay, we can still run our 1A, 1B setup. You know, Ben Bishop 60%, 70%, whatever it is, and the other guy's 40%, 30%, and be comfortable with whoever we're signing. So they can sit back, kind of let the market kind of feel itself out and see where things go, and then make moves. And there's always, I think there's always going to be, if they want to get a goalie, or they want to bring, it may not be Anton Khudobin, unfortunately, but if they want to get a goalie, there's always going to be one there. And then the other one would be a kind of a veteran forward, somebody in that similar, you know, Corey Perry vein. And those guys, there's always going to kind of be one or two of those guys floating around. So you can always take a look at them and see what you want to do. But those are not signings. You have to get in there quick and make, you know, start outbidding other teams to try to beat other teams to this to those signings. You know, they can take their time. And so I think Jim Neal will do exactly that.
Yeah, and you mentioned, I want to go back for a minute, you mentioned Anton Khudobin. That was obviously one of the prime topics in his media availability on Thursday morning. Anton Khudobin, one of the Stars' three unrestricted free agents that is expected to test free agency on Friday morning. Jim Neal saying that he expects Anton Khudobin to test the market. He said, we've been negotiating with him, made offers, and have been talking. We started these negotiations back in December. Then the pandemic hit, and then Anton came in and did a great job for us. We've had some discussions with him, but right now, with the way it stands, he would like to hit the market and see what's out there. He's 34 years old, and this is probably his last contract, and I think he wants to see what the market is. I fully understand that, and he's earned that right. Neal also saying that he would like Anton Khudobin to be their backup next year. So it's not as if, Kenneth, he's shutting the door on a reunion with Anton Khudobin. It's more of, letting Anton Hudobin see what's out there, see if there's another offer that he likes better than the offer that the Stars currently have on the table for him. If he doesn't, maybe he does come back and the Stars find a way to make it work. There always is that possibility that they can still make it work. And, you know, at that point, Kenneth, they're working with where do they go. He said, we hope it's Anton Hudobin and we want him back because it's a big part of our team, but I understand the business if he gets something better from where he wants to go. I fully understand. If that's the case, we're very confident in Jake Oettinger and Ben Bishop, and we know that there's also other options out there. Now, Kenneth, he spent a little bit of time talking about Jake Oettinger tonight, saying that, you know, after the playoff experience that Oettinger got, he pretty much backed up Anton Hudobin for the final two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs, got to play in two different third periods, got to play against the Vegas Golden Knights and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Of course, both games are already out of reach, but he gained a lot of experience, Kenneth. He's a hungry competitor at the age of 21, and he really is expected to be the Stars' goalie of the future. And it sounds as though Neil would be comfortable with, and he even said, I would be comfortable, but it really does sound like he's comfortable with Jake Oettinger potentially backing up Ben Bishop next season and jump-starting his NHL career a year or two before we thought we would see him.
Yeah, I think the fact that he mentioned that by name, I think means that that's more of a possibility than maybe we thought. I know I've been pretty staunchly in the camp of, you know, you bring back Hudobin or you find another veteran out there on the market. Whether, you know, I know one name that's been thrown around a little bit is a guy like Henrik Lundqvist, who would definitely be, I think, be, if he's willing to, willing to play again. We don't know 100%, you know, what he wants to do in his future. But if you were to come here, he would fit that role. You would feel like you could rely on him, you know, to back up Ben Bishop. He wouldn't cost you a whole lot. He's got that veteran experience. But I was in the camp of you need to find a guy like that because I don't think you want to put all of that on Jake Oettinger. It sounds like the Stars are more confident. And they should be. They're the ones that see him in practice every day, right? They're the ones who know him better than we do. So I think the fact that he mentioned him by name is interesting. It definitely doesn't close the door on any other goaltenders besides Anton Hudobin. But I definitely think he's not going to have his feet held to the fire, so to speak, on bringing in another goalie. If the market's not in their favor or they don't see a match they like that they can afford, they may go, no, let's roll with Jake Oettinger and we'll see, you know, see what money we have left and see if we can dedicate that money to other areas. So it'll be interesting to watch. We may find out fairly quickly what the market for goalies looks like. I would imagine Anton Hudobin's going to be quick. He's going to get a lot of phone calls very quickly because he's for a team that's looking to get a 1-2 punch, he almost instantly joins if he joins any top 10 goalie, top 15 goalie in the NHL, he automatically gives them one of the best 1-2 punches in the league. So I think he could go pretty quickly. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. If he does go, it was a pleasure to watch Anton Hudobin in Victory Green for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a ton of fun. And to get him to watch him on this playoff ride. And you cannot fault a player, especially in his situation, for going out and chasing that one last, you know, notable contract before they kind of close up and wrap up their prime and maybe their career.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Jim Neal also saying that in addition to being comfortable with Jake Oettinger backing up Ben Bishop, he also said, we know that there's also other options out there, talking about how the goalie market is incredibly oversaturated, Kenneth. It really is. The UFA goalie market this year, our friend Matt DeFranks from the Dallas Morning News tweeted out a list earlier of just some of the names on the free agent goalie market. Braden Holtby, Corey Crawford, Jakob Markstrom, Mike Smith. He only tweeted out last name, so I'm making sure I get the right first names. Mike Smith, Craig Anderson, Aaron Dell, Tomas Greiss, Henrik Lundqvist, Anton Hudobin, Jimmy Howard, Cam Talbot. And the list goes on and on. There's another handful of names, and I don't want to bore you reading all of them. But just going to show that if the Stars are trying to find a veteran goalie on the cheaper side of things, they can certainly find one on the market. But this may be the time to give Jake Oettinger the reins. This may be the time to really let him assert himself as the future of the Dallas Stars crease, Kenneth. I remember talking to him last September or I'm sorry, last August or July, I don't even remember. It was at development camp, Kenneth, but he's a really hungry guy. Jeff Reese saying he's already really polished. He's very skilled. He's a beast to work with in the crease and to work against in the crease. And he kept reiterating, I want to be in the NHL as fast as I can. I want to keep growing. I want to keep getting better, and I want to get there. And so this may be the time, Kenneth. In addition, the other unrestricted free agents, Corey Perry, Matthias Janmark, Jim Neal saying that both of them are expected to hit the market and test the market. Jim Neal saying that one of the reasonings behind that, Kenneth, is because his priority right now is re-signing the restricted free agents in the system, namely Radek Foxa, Denis Gurjanov, and Roope Hintz. He said, I've talked to agents for both of them, being Perry and Janmark, and right now they're going to look at the market. We have Radek Foxa, who has arbitration rights. He's probably a priority to get signed right now. I'm working with him and his agent to get him signed up. Then I have Roope Hintz and Denis Gurjanov to get signed. Until I get those guys signed and know what the numbers are, that's kind of where we're at right now. And Kenneth, that makes sense because those are three centerpieces of your both immediate future and long-term future in Foxa, Gurjanov, and Hintz.
Yeah, those are, you have to bring those guys back. And when you look at all three of what they'll sign for, you know, it's going to eat up 10, 11 million, somewhere in that range of their, 13.2, I think they're sitting at currently. So then you've got just a couple million to play with, and you've got, you know, a few different roles you would be open to adding. I think they're done for the most part in the defenseman market. I don't think they're going to dive into that, but obviously we've talked about it, goalie. And then I think they would like to add potentially one kind of veteran forward who has a knack for scoring the puck. And $2 million or two to three or whatever it is, it's not a whole lot of money to do that with. So it's going to be interesting to see how he treats it and where he weighs the needs there. And if they go, hey, we like what we've got in the system, you know, let's hold on to that money and see if we want to leave it open for maybe a move at the deadline or something like that. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. I think they're a talented team. They're returning the majority of their roster. And the holes that you're talking about are not gaping, you know. You've got to fill this or you're in big trouble, kind of.
Yeah.
Which is a good spot to be in. So even though they don't have a ton of money, you're not looking at their needs and going, if they don't fill this need, they may not make the playoffs next year. I don't think that's the concern. So then it's about finding the pieces that can put you over the top and get you those two wins you needed this year, but came up just a little bit short from.
Yeah, and Kenneth, you mentioned defenseman there real quick. We already talked about Andre Sekera re-signing with the Stars for 2 years earlier on in the week, back on, I believe, Sunday afternoon. But I also, Kenneth, we totally forgot to mention one other unfit-to-play member of the Dallas Stars list, Steven Johns, as we know, played the first four games, the first three round-robin games, and the first game of the first round against the Calgary Flames. Jim Neal, just before being deemed unfit to play for the remainder of the playoffs, Jim Neal shed some light on that today, saying that Johns was not involved in a hit or anything physical that caused an injury, but simply did not feel comfortable after playing those first couple of games. So they eventually, he said, I think everybody knows Steven Johns' situation. Once again, I don't want to put too much focus on him. We know what he's dealing with, so let him work with his medical personnel. Will he be available? I don't know. As you know, it's kind of a moving target. He's working with his medical people. We'll see where it goes. I really can't comment on that right now. So Neal stepping back, as they've done in the past. We all obviously know Steven Johns' story up to this point, or at least parts of his story. I don't even want to assume that we know all of it, Kenneth, but we certainly wish Steven Johns the best here at the Locked On Stars podcast, hoping that he is all right, hoping that he's doing better, and we'll just see where that goes, Kenneth, because Jim Neal obviously trying to give him his space, as they've done in the past few years, the management and coaching staff giving Steven Johns a space to recover, focus on his own mental health, which is obviously the most important thing at the end of the day, his own mental and physical health. And so we will wish the best to him, send him our best wishes, and hope that he makes a full recovery, Kenneth, and just hope that he chooses what's best for him. We don't obviously know. The question was posed about if this means the end of his career, and Jim Neal said, I'm not going to comment on that yet. We're going to let him work on with his medical personnel. So obviously don't know the future of Steven Johns right now, but we certainly do wish him the best. And Kenneth, that's about all we've got for this Thursday evening episode, a very late Thursday episode. It's almost midnight here in Dallas, Texas. But wrapping up, of course, as we said, Jim Neal talking about sitting back tomorrow. He said at 11 a.m. on Friday morning, I'm certainly not going to be diving in looking for something or diving in going after something on the free agent market. He likes where his team is at, and it makes sense after you've won the Western Conference. But Kenneth, as we've seen, Jim Neal, we never know what really to expect from him. So we'll see how that goes as the free agent market opens. As he said, if there's something that makes sense, we'll look at it. If there's a trade that makes sense, we'll look at it. But I'm very happy with where our team is at. Friday at 11 a.m., I'm not diving in right away to look at something. We know the goaltending needs to be filled. We know that there's a couple UFAs that may go elsewhere, Kenneth, and we know there's some RFAs that need new contracts. But Jim Neal, certainly going to be at his office, certainly going to be manning the phones in some capacity on Friday morning. But until then, that's about all we've got for this Thursday evening episode. Once again, wanted to thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in, continuing to support us, continuing to subscribe and listen to us. It truly means the world to Kenneth and I. And let's keep this ball rolling with an exciting free agency period coming up as we prepare for the 2020-2021 season. Other than that, have a safe and happy Thursday night and Friday morning. We will be talking to you Friday afternoon to recap the first day of free agency for the Stars. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good one.
You're Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.